You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at Chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a sinkhole swallowed 8 priceless sports cars.
Razer debuts its first phone, and it's built for games, by David Pierce. If I told you Razer made a smartphone, you'd probably develop a mental picture pretty quickly. Since the company is mostly known for its gaming mice, keyboards, and laptops, you'd expect this phone to be for gamers. It'd be crazy powerful, of course, with all the best specs and the highest numbers, and probably a bunch of chips you don't need, but sound really cool at a LAN party. It'd probably be huge and super expensive, as gaming gear tends to be, and it would definitely glow for sure, no question. Maybe red flames, maybe Razer's own multicolored chroma system, lots of ideas. The actual Razer phone almost counts as boring by gaming gear metrics. It's a slightly blocky black rectangle with no glowing lights, no sound effects when you press the right button, and no glowing lights. Even Razer's three-headed snake logo, usually neon green, comes only in black. The Razer phone was largely created by the team behind Nextbit, a design-led company that built one pretty cool phone called Robin and then sold to Razer. The Razer phone carries a lot of the Robin's DNA, but none of the cloud blue coloring. Inside, though, the Razer phone's everything a Blade owner could want. Snapdragon 835 processor, one of the best in the biz, a whopping 8 gigs of RAM, a huge 4000mAh battery, and best of all, a 5.72-inch Quad HD IGZO LCD. I swear those acronyms all mean something. That's the screen with 120Hz capabilities. The display can ramp up its frame rate when you're scrolling or playing a game and crank all the way back down when you're just reading or watching a movie. The tech behind the display sounds like the iPad's Pro Motion Display, and it seems to work just as well. I've never scrolled so smoothly on an Android phone, and a quick demo with Riptide GP Renegade, one of my fave mobile games ever, felt and looked incredible. Its looks may disguise its intentions, but the Razer phone exists for gaming. The spec list just keeps on going. 2 12-megapixel cameras in the back, a 24-bit digital audio converter included in the box, stereo front-facing speakers with Dolby Atmos built in. It only ships with Android Nougat, but at least it comes with Nova Launcher, one of the best and most customizable Android launchers out there. And Razer says Oreo is coming soon. Pre-orders start today at $699, and it ships on November 17. A gaming phone, of course, matters only as much as the games it can play. Lack of truly great, unmissable games on mobile has plagued every so-called gamer phone since the days of the Nokia N-Gage. Razer has an advantage here, in that it's already working with so many game makers. It's working with the makers of games like Arena of Valor and Final Fantasy to optimize their wares for the Razer phone's specs, and that would be good for the Razer phone and for the Android ecosystem in general. Razer's trying to walk a tough line here, as many have before it, to make a phone for gamers that doesn't look like, well, a phone for gamers. The company understands that people don't buy two phones, and they need their device optimized for both important presentations and important shadow gun sessions. And that's hard to do, but based on a brief demo at Razer's office, the company's done a pretty good job. It makes a few cool phone concessions in the name of gaming, the slightly thicker body to house more battery, the extra bezel above and below the screen to offer a grip in landscape mode. But no one would look askance when you took the Razer phone out of your suit pocket, though they might be tipped off to your true intentions when the dulcet tones of Hearthstone come blaring out of your speakers mid-meeting.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a sinkhole opened up under the National Corvette Museum right now.
Betty called me at 6 in the morning. She thought it was a fire. It was worse. A sinkhole opened up under our museum. 8 priceless Corvettes had plunged into it. Chubb was there within hours. They helped make sure it was safe. We had everyone we needed to get our museum back up and running. And we opened the next day.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.